I love Islam. 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 I love Islam.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil mursalin amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya nur Allah. My dear brothers and viewers of I Love Islam, welcome back. And you're watching this program, I want to request you to please make sure you watch this program till the end, because today, inshallah, Zawajal, like previous weeks, we have exciting segments, especially for the kids. And today, subhanallah, we have a beautiful topic. You want to know the topic? Well, I'm not gonna announce it yet, but I want you to wait. But definitely, inshallah, we will have some beautiful facts that we will be sharing with you. Alhamdulillah, like always, we have a beautiful segment in our program, and that is, what is it called? It's called Story Time.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Story time. Yes, subhanAllah, it's that beautiful time of the program where we will be listening to a story. And what's the topic today? You want to know? The story, today's story is the story of Zamzam. Subhanallah, story of Zamzam. Maybe you've heard this name before. Do you know what Zamzam is? Are you sure? Or are you still confused? What is Zamzam? Have you heard that word before? Well, many of you have already heard that word. If you haven't, Zamzam is a special type of water. Here in front of me, there's a glass of water. But this one, it's an ordinary water, but Zamzam is a very special, sacred and holy water. Subhanallah. And today we are going to talk about Zamzam, this special water. Subhanallah. Let me tell you that, let me state some facts first. The water of Zamzam is extremely blessed water, which not only quenches the thirst of millions of Muslims around the world, but also whoever drinks this water, they gain so many blessings. Subhanallah, it's exciting, isn't it? You know, when you drink water, it quenches your thirst. But this Zamzam is such a beautiful water that it's not just a matter of drinking the water and quenching your thirst, but also you get loads of rewards and blessings in return. Subhanallah, it's that type of special water. Subhanallah. Zamzam water, it began to flow around 5,000 years ago. And before I continue, let me make you aware, according to some reports, when you have a well, a water well, sometimes it only lasts for about 60 to 70 years. Then after that, it starts drying up. But this Zamzam water, it started flowing around 5,000 years ago. And it's still flowing. Millions and millions of Muslims, even today, they drink this water every year. Subhanallah. And just imagine how many people up to now have been drinking this water in the past. It's unmeasurable. Billions, is it trillions? Allah knows how many people who have lived here and who have benefited, who have drank this water for not just hundreds of years, but many centuries and thousands of years. Subhanallah, so many people have been drinking this water, and even now millions of people around the world, they drink this water every day. In the whole year, they drink that much more. Millions of people benefit from this water every year, even today. And still, this water has not dried up. It's still flowing. Subhanallah, it's amazing. Subhanallah, it's not a normal well. It's a special well. Subhanallah. It is mentioned that around 5,000 years ago, this water started flowing by the blessings of the heels of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam. Subhanallah, when Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam was an infant, when he was a baby, and when he was crying, he was rubbing his feet on the earth, and he was rubbing his heels onto the earth, that's when this spring of water started flowing. And this was known as Zamzam water. Subhanallah. The honorable mother of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she went running. Just to give you a bit of background first. So the honorable father of Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam, he left his beautiful wife, the mother of Ismail alayhi salam, and the baby Ismail alayhi salam. He left them in this valley. You could say a dried valley, which today is known as Makkatul Mukarrama. It was an open area. It was dry valley, dry desert place where there was no fruits, there was no trees, there was no food, there was no water. It's just an open space. And the honorable father, due to a command from Allah Ta'ala, he left the wife and the baby Ismail alayhi salam, here in this particular place. And then he left from there. And he continued. And this incident has been mentioned in Surah Maryam. And so once the wife and the baby was at the place of this particular place, and the father went away from that place. He left him here in the trust of Allah. What happened? The honorable mother, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam, she had a baby with her, and there was no water. There was no water there. And obviously, you know, for a baby, you need water. And possibly it could have been hot weather as well. But definitely, you know, there was no water there. So she was really worried. She was concerned that the baby needs water. What can I do now? She went searching for the water. There was two small hills, which in the modern days we know them as Safa and Marwa. Safa and Marwa. And she ran between the hills to one side to search for water, to find a well or some form of water. But there was no one there. There was no signs of water. Then she kept running back to the child. Then she ran the other side towards the Marwa. And then she couldn't find the water. She went back to the baby again, because at the same time she was concerned, what if something happens to the baby? So she was concerned and she was running around searching for water for the baby. And suddenly, Allahu Akbar, when the mother was coming towards the baby Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam from the side of Marwa, Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam was rubbing his heel on the floor, on the land. He was rubbing, you know, as a baby when someone is crying and he's rubbing his feet on the land. And whilst he's doing this, Allah Almighty made a water flow from the earth. A spring of water gushed through. Subhanallah. And this is that water which we today call it the Zamzam water. Subhanallah. And the honorable mother, when she approached the water, and because the water was flowing really fast, she wanted the water to stop so they can drink from it. So these words came on her tongue as if she's talking to the water, and she said, Zamzam. Stop, stop, stop. Zamzam. And for it is this reason, this water is called Zamzam. Although when she said it, she said stop. But even today, subhanAllah, over 5,000 years ago, Allahu Akbar, approximately, even now, the water is flowing. SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Later on, then this place where the water was flowing from, this was converted into a proper well. Now we know this place as the Well of Zamzam. SubhanAllah. Let me share with you some of the beautiful excellences of this great water, Zamzam. What has our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam told us about Zamzam water? SubhanAllah. Are you ready to hear this? SubhanAllah, please listen to it carefully. SubhanAllah, our beloved master, the last and final prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, the water of Zamzam is for whatever the purpose it is drunk for. The water of Zamzam is for whatever the purpose it is drunk for. SubhanAllah, that is amazing. And scholars have elaborated on this, that for example, when you drink a water, generally, why do you drink a water? Because you feel thirsty, obviously. That's why we drink water. But SubhanAllah, when you drink the water of Zamzam, it's not just to quench your thirst. But when you drink this water of Zamzam, if you have a different intention, for example, you're so hungry, you need to eat, you've got no food, and you want to drink Zamzam water to fill your hunger, then if that is your intention, and if you drink this water, inshallah, you will fill your hunger. You won't be hungry anymore. You will have a full stomach. And it will satiate your stomach, inshallah, azza wa jal. Likewise, if someone drinks this water, Ya Allah, I'm drinking this Zamzam water so that I am blessed with the beautiful ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my life. Then inshallah, we have hope, inshallah, that person will be blessed with the ziyarah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the person drinks this water and he makes a niyat, Ya Allah, I'm drinking this water so that I am blessed to enter Jannah without accountability. SubhanAllah, we have hope that inshallah, he will go to Jannah by the blessing of Zamzam water. And if he drinks this water and says, Ya Allah, I'm drinking this water so that my parents are forgiven, my family members are forgiven. Ya Allah, I'm drinking this water so that I become an Islamic scholar, so that I become a practicing hafiz of the Quran, so that I become a good Muslim. Ya Allah, I'm drinking this Zamzam water so that I can get rid of this bad addiction that I have. Ya Allah, I'm drinking this Zamzam so that I fall in love with Salah, so that I become obedient to my parents. Ya Allah, I'm drinking this water of Zamzam so that so-and-so family member gets cured. So, SubhanAllah, according to this hadith part that we have just read, that Zamzam is for whatever the purpose it is drunk for. SubhanAllah. So this is like, whatever you wish, you'll get it. SubhanAllah, it's beautiful, it's amazing. That's why when we drink Zamzam water, make sure you make some good intentions. Inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala allow us to be able to drink the beautiful water of Zamzam, not once, not twice, but many times in our life. Inshallah, and may that day comes to our life that we are able to drink the water of Zamzam whilst we are standing front of the glorious Kaaba. SubhanAllah, just imagine you're drinking Zamzam and when you look up, the Kaaba Sharif is front of you. Wow, that would be amazing. SubhanAllah. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned with regards to the excellence and the high rank of the water of Zamzam, that it is mentioned in another hadith park, the best water on this earth is the water of Zamzam. SubhanAllah. Subhanallah, can you believe it? Allahu Akbar, so many blessings and virtues of the water of Zamzam. Now the question is, where is this well of Zamzam located? Where is it? Come on, are you ready? You want to know? Come on then, let me share with you this beautiful fact. This well of Zamzam is situated in a basement within the Masjidul Haram. So in Makkatul Mukarramah, not far from the Holy Kaaba, at the distance of around 21 meters. Just around 21 meters away from the Holy Kaaba, that's where the well of Zamzam is. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. And another beautiful fact, this is just amazing. Subhanallah, are you ready to hear a beautiful fact about Zamzam water? Come on then, let's hear this. Subhanallah. According to an Arabic newspaper, 68,400 liters Zamzam water is being continuously pumped per hour. Not per month or per year, but over 68,000 liters of Zamzam water is getting pumped from that well every hour. Subhanallah. And it is mentioned 200,000 gallons of Zamzam water is stored daily in a factory, and which is not far from there. It is just around 4.5 kilometers away from Masjidul Haram. Subhanallah, can you believe it? Around 200,000 gallons of Zamzam water is stored daily. Subhanallah, just imagine how much water there would be. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, it's amazing. Subhanallah. Another beautiful fact about the Zamzam water, many people have done in-depth research and they have looked at it. You know, these Muslims, they drink the water of Zamzam. What is this? They want to know, and they've done various research on this. And it is mentioned that Zamzam water contains sodium, calcium, magnesium, potassium, chloride, fluoride, and much more blessings, subhanallah, which not only keep away serious diseases, but also provide energy, subhanallah. Now let me share with you some beautiful characteristics or facts about Zamzam water. Are we ready for this now? It's fact time now. Zamzam water, the Zamzam well, has never dried up until today. It's been around 5,000 years, and up to now, it has never been fully dried up. Subhanallah. The level of salt in the Zamzam water remains same all the time. Subhanallah. Other wells gather moss and other things, so they breed germs and other impurities. But the blessed Zamzam well is protected from all these defects, all these faults and problems, these germs and bacteria. The water on which most research has been done. So people have done research on different type of water, but that particular water which the most researches have been done on this earth is that of Zamzam water. So many research have been done on the Zamzam water, subhanallah. According to a research, the Zamzam water has been declared to be the oldest water spring on the earth. Subhanallah, the oldest water spring on the earth. Subhanallah. My dear brothers and the viewers of I Love Islam, subhanallah, these are beautiful facts that we are discussing about Zamzam water. Our beloved Prophet, the last and final messenger of Allah, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, is reported to have said, Zamzam as a food is a nutrient and a cure for sickness. It's a cure for sickness. If you have illness, if you have disease, then this is a cure. In another place, it is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam would collect the water of Zamzam in a container. would collect the water of Zamzam in the containers and then sprinkle it over the sick, over the patients, and would give it to them for drinking. Subhanallah. So if anyone in your family who's not well, who's sick at the moment, if you are able to get hold of the Zamzam water, then why don't you act upon this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by bringing it, by sprinkling it over the person, and then make that person drink that water with the intention to get cure. Subhanallah. Another beautiful fact. This is amazing. Subhanallah. Another beautiful fact. This has been mentioned by the great reviver of the last century, 13th Islamic century, great reviver, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman. He says another miracle of the Zamzam water is that its taste gets changed every time. Subhanallah. The taste keeps on changing. Subhanallah. Sometimes it's extremely sweet. Subhanallah. And he further says, if it is drunk at 2 a.m. at night, then it seems to be pure and fresh milk of the cow. Subhanallah. Sometimes it tastes like a milk. Subhanallah, this is the beauty of Zamzam water. Subhanallah. Now, because we are talking about the beautiful Zamzam water, it is important for us to understand few of the manners as well. When we normally drink water, it is sunnah to drink water whilst you are sitting. It is sunnah to drink water whilst you are sitting. However, if you are drinking Zamzam water, then it is preferable, it is sunnah to stand up and drink Zamzam water. Subhanallah. Before we drink the Zamzam water, we should recite Bismillah. Okay. So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And then you drink the water in 3 sips while standing. And after drinking the water, what should you say? Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah Ta'ala that you are being able to drink the water of Zamzam. It's a great honor. Millions of people around the world are thirsty, are crying to drink this water, and they don't get this opportunity. And if you got the opportunity to drink this Zamzam, even if it's a small amount, even if it's a sip, be thankful, be grateful, and make dua for yourself and the family members as well. If Allah Almighty allows you to visit the holy land of Makkatul Makarama and you are in the Masjidul Haram, then when drinking Zamzam water, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, if you are drinking Zamzam water, as far as possible, try to lift your eyes and look at the Kaaba. So whilst you're drinking water, look at the Kaaba Sharif. Stare at the holy Kaaba, you're drinking the water. Subhanallah, it's amazing. Subhanallah. And drink Zamzam. Remember this, especially those who are in the city of Makkatul Mukarrama and you're in Masjidul Haram and you have access to Zamzam water, then remember one thing: whenever you drink Zamzam, drink it stomach full. Don't just drink a bit, few sips. Don't drink it as much as you can. Yeah, drink it a lot. Whenever you drink Zamzam water, drink it a lot. Subhanallah, fill your stomach. Subhanallah, it's a beautiful, beautiful blessing that we are able to drink the Zamzam water. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Right, it's time to move on now to our next segment, which is Sunnah Lifestyle.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. 14.
Sunnah Lifestyle. Subhanallah. Remember one thing, we are Muslims. And it is important for us that as Muslims, we live our life according to the beautiful teachings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Everything about us, the way we think, the way we talk, the way we dress, our lifestyle should be Sunnah lifestyle. Today, inshallah, Azawajal, we'll be discussing a beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that is to give gifts. Subhanallah, giving gifts. Subhanallah, it's a beautiful Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslims, it is important that we give gifts to each other. Whenever you give a gift to someone and they give you a gift back and you exchange gifts, this increases bond, your connection, your love. This is an important part for family members, your relatives, your friend circles, your neighbors. You know, look after each other. You should be giving gift to each other whenever you can. When sometimes it's certain occasions. For example, someone had a happy occasion in their life. Someone passed a driving test. Someone got married. Someone had a child. You've been blessed with a new job, you know, anything, any milestone that you've hit, or someone passed their exams, you know, anything that, you know, you can say that it's a happy moment, it's a good occasion for someone, and that's a chance for you, that's a moment for you to exchange a gift. And even if you don't have that right time, whenever you see each other, you know, if you went to see a relative after a while, after a few weeks, after a few months, yeah, why don't you take some gifts? In fact, when you're on a journey and you're returning back home, it is Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to give gifts. That's something we need to keep in mind. When we give gifts in this day and age, we tend to give so many things at times, but maybe the things that we have bought for someone, he's probably got like tens of them already. So, you know, you've given them a gift, okay, but did that person need them? Maybe next time when you give a gift, this is something you can consider. You know, one of the beautiful things that you can give to someone is what they need at that time. It could be, for argument's sake, yeah, it could be your friend who needs a new shirt for school, yeah, or new trousers. Maybe it's a student of knowledge and you want to give him a gift and you know that he's struggling to buy some books. So maybe you can give him like a £5 or £10 voucher, you know, like a little card or something that they could buy books from Maktabatul Madina for their own studies. Maybe if you know which book he needs, you could secretly go and buy that book for that person and then give it them as a gift. Subhanallah. If you know someone, they don't have English translation at home, and you want them to learn Quran, you want them to connect with Quran, maybe you can buy the English translation of Quran from Maktabatul Madina, and you can order it online as well from the website of Maktabatul Madina. Get this delivered to your house. Or you can reach out to local Maktabatul Madina bookshop in one of the Dawat Islami centers around you, and get a beautiful book, Quran translation, commentary of the Quran, Islamic book. Yeah, maybe you can get an itar, yeah, a perfume as a gift. So depending on scenario, the state that you're in, the atmosphere, what is the need? But as a person, when you give a gift to someone, you want to give something that, you know, that it will benefit that person. That person will remember you for that gift. That's the key thing to keep in mind. Sometimes when we give gifts to each other, you know what we do? We give gifts, but then think, you know what? Last year on his birthday, I gave him a gift. Yeah, and then the year before, I also gave him a gift. And then he passed the driving test and I gave him a gift. But this person, he never gives anything back. So why have I been giving them a gift? Now you start thinking like this. And the question is, were you giving a gift to that person to act upon the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? You gave the gift because you want it back as well. You might have given a gift of £5 and you want £10 gift back. Is it like that now? Then, is that really a gift then? You know, you're giving something to someone just because you want it back. That's not how it should be. It's important for us to keep in mind. I've been told that we have a video package available. It's Qaniz Fatima. Let's see what Qaniz Fatima has for us today.
Qaniz Fatima, good girl. Qaniz good Fatima, girl. Everyone loves her.
MashaAllah, Raika, you've got wonderful marks. I can sit in the class.
So what? There's so many students in the class. Every student can't come first. MashaAllah, in the entire class, you've got the fifth position. In the whole class, there are only four students who have higher marks than you.
You have no idea. I told Ariba that I'll be first this time, but now she's gonna make fun of me.
You don't need to worry about it, Raika. I will explain Ariba not to make fun of you. And teasing each other is not a good habit anyways. And if you wanted to come first only for the reason that you could prove yourself to be better than your other class fellows, then Raika, this is not something nice either. If we have any good attribute in us, then we should thank Allah Almighty. But we should not consider ourselves to be better than other people.
I'm sorry, now I won't think this way. But still, I should have come first.
It's okay, Raika. Don't be so sad now. Assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Come on, Raika, let's have food.
No, sis, I don't want to eat anything.
What's the matter, Raika? Why are you so sad?
How much hard work I did. But still...
You are behaving as if you failed your exams.
No, I didn't fail. But I didn't come first either.
So what, Raika? It's obvious that the more you work harder, the better marks you will get in your exams. Like it is normally said, Man jadda wajada, meaning that he who tries becomes successful.
But you also come first all the time.
It's alright, Raika. Now do more hard work and study even harder. Inshallah, you will come first in the next exams.
But what if I don't come first in the next exams either?
First of all, let's eat first. Why are you upset with food? If you delay eating once the food has been served, then blessings in food depart. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has taught us that it is very important for us to respect the food. Come on, let's go and eat.
Yay! Yeah. Yeah. Yay, huh?
Subhanallah!
Oh no! Sister, you just scared me!
I'm sorry, Raika. You got scared because of me. My intention wasn't to scare you or to make you worried. But you see how much courage Allah Almighty gave to this tiny ant. It never gave up.
It's gone now.
Raika, first thing first. We should make sure that we don't bother any living being like this, as you are just bothering this ant by blocking its way again and again. So avoid this. We should make sure that we don't trouble animals either. Did you know that once there was a woman who oppressed a cow and treated her very harshly? So despite her being pious, Allah Almighty put her in hell.
Astaghfirullah.
Secondly, Raika, did you see that the ant never gave up? Despite you bothering it and blocking its way again and again, it never lost hope. It kept making efforts to advance forward, and then it eventually succeeded in attaining its goal. When even a tiny ant doesn't give up, then how can you when you are a human? Allah Almighty made humans as best of the creation. So we should make sure that we don't give up at any cost.
What you're saying is right. I should not lose hope and courage in this way. Inshallah, in next exams, I'll study even more harder and try my very best to come first in those exams.
Inshallah!
Jazakillah, sister, for showing me the right way and guiding me.
Ameen wa iyyakum.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl. Kaniz Fatima, everyone loves her. She is truthful. She strives the wrong enjoys the ride. Everyone loves her.
Ghufranaka, 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 ghufranaka. Come on, Raika, let's play. No, Reba, there's exam right after the break. I'm revising for it. Don't revise so much that you forget everything. And any help, you're not gonna come first anyways. No, You watch. This time I'm going to be first in the class. Trying to come first, make sure you don't end up last.
No, Ariba, you shouldn't say like this. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam has forbidden us from quarreling and making fun of others. On such occasion, you both should back each other, motivate and encourage each other.
Yes, Sister Kinis Fatma, you're right. I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine. Just be careful next time.
Inshallah.
Sister, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Calm down, Raika. You can also fall down by running so fast. Mashallah, you seem to be very happy.
Yes, sister, look at this. I've come first.
Yay!
Mashallah. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Did you see, Raika? I told you, isn't it?
Yes, sister, indeed. You were right.
Dear children, we should never lose hope in the mercy of Allah Almighty, which is never-ending. And never give up the hard work.
Look at this. Congratulations.
Let's go and have lunch now.
I am sure Mum and Dad will also be very proud of me at home today. It will be so nice. We'll have so much fun. Look at my report card. Look at my marks. I'm really happy today.
Kaniz Fatima, good girl.
Kaniz Fatima.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, you were just watching Kaniz Fatima cartoon, subhanallah. And the reason we played this today is so that all the kids who are watching this make a regular habit, even if it's half an hour, just half an hour every day, make sure you watch Kids Madani channel. You can also watch these clips on social media as well, for example YouTube, and you can watch these at least for half an hour every day. Fix a slot, for example straight after school, watch Kids Madani channel, because every time you watch them there's always important lessons for you to learn. And one thing that I'm going to request, even the parents who are watching this today, when you have Kaniz Fatima or any kids program of Madani channel, you're watching with your kids, then why don't you get your kids to have a pen and notepad with them, and maybe they can make some notes. And after that clip, say 3 minutes clip, they can summarize, you know, the whole clip and the whole video they watched in 4 or 5 points, and maybe they can explain to you what they've learned. Is there anyone who's gonna take that as a challenge? Maybe if you wish, you could take that as a challenge and watch a clip from Kids Madani channel. It could be Ghulam Rasool, Kaniz Fatima, or any other program of Kids Madani channel, and summarize that. Then send us a video message. For example, tell us your name, which city you're from, and tell us which clip you watched of Kids Madani channel, and say you want to do a review, or this is what I have learned from this clip. Maybe you could share that with us. And if it's possible, we can play that in next week's program. Are we ready for this? Is there anyone who's going to give it a try? Come on, I need some people I'm looking for some kids who are creative, who are ready for the challenges. Come on, kids, parents, get your kids on this task. Tell them to watch any clip of Kids Madani channel, if it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes long, and then they need to summarize what they've learned, and then send us a video message, or even if it's a text message or a voice, minimum voice message, video message or a voice message, and do a review. Like kids do a review, don't they? Do a review, like what you think about that clip that you watched, and what do you learn from it? What important messages were there in that clip? And if you could do that, I think this one, obviously when you will watch the program, you will learn from that. Second, it will boost your confidence level. That is key. That's what we want. We want kids to come forward and show us the Islamic talent that they have, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers of I Love Islam, now it's that time of the program where we have to move on to our next segment. What is it called, kids? Do you remember it? It's called Islamic Manners.
I love Islam, I love Islam, I love Islam. 14.
Welcome to our segment, Islamic Manners. And in this segment, we talk about such topics that will beautify our character. That will make us a better human being. That will get rid of some bad habits that we have, and we will be able to focus on adopting beautiful habits. That's the purpose of this segment. It's character building segment, Islamic manners. And today we'll be talking about a very important topic. Sometimes when we are angry with someone or we don't like someone, then what happens? Sometimes we hear people, they curse each other. They curse each other. They say, I curse you. Yeah, I wish that you lose this. I wish this happens to you. And we curse one on each other. Cursing others, this is not the way of Muslims. We shouldn't be cursing another Muslim. We shouldn't be doing this. This is not the way of Islam. We are Muslims and we need to remember this. Why are we not allowed to curse someone? In Urdu, the word is lanat. Yeah? Lanat, you're saying lanat be to you. Your curse be to you. What does it mean? Now, if you actually look at it deep, you're saying to that person, may you be deprived of the mercy of Allah. May you not have mercy of Allah. May the mercy of Allah not be with you. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Okay, you can't be doing that now. You can't be that, stiff and hard with your heart that, you hate someone so much and you don't want that person to be forgiven by Allah. You don't want that person to have mercy. That's wrong. That's not how it should be. As for any Muslim, we are not allowed to curse each other. It is important. This is even especially those mothers who are watching this program, fathers and mothers. Sometimes when you get angry with your own children, then you say, those who are from Pakistan, India, what do they say? Lak lanati. Yeah, you say thousands of curse, hundreds and thousands of curse be upon you. What's going on? Were you cursing your own children? What if it's like opposite of dua, if you want to call it. Generally, when we do dua for the good things, don't we? So the opposite, it's like a dua, but you're doing a bad one. Yeah, for someone. And what if that time that you were cursing someone and it was a time of acceptance and your curse got accepted and your own children, they get destroyed and they get destructive and they get into so many problems in their life. What? You don't want that for your own children, do you? So all those parents who are watching this program and children, all of us, we can't be cursing each other. We have to stop this. We need to get rid of this. This doesn't look nice. It doesn't suit us. Yeah. So what? You got angry with someone. So what? Someone shouted at you, screamed at you, swear at you, whatever that happened. Yeah. It doesn't affect you. You need to just be cool. Just relax. We are Muslims. Just be nice to each other. Yeah, especially those, when you're playing with your own brothers and sisters, talking to each other, and you get fed up with your own sibling, and then you start swearing at them, and you curse each other. So, come on. Let's stop it now. Let's not do this again. Okay, is there anyone who's going to come forward and say, I will not curse anyone now. I will not curse my family members. I will not curse any Muslim. I will not curse one on each other, inshallah. Because we are Muslims and Islam teaches us to not curse each other. Okay, don't say anything bad. Because look, when you curse someone, there's so many things that get affected. One of obviously, like I mentioned to you, that what if it's time of acceptance and it doesn't look good? Second, when you curse someone, that person will remember, he will have so much hatred for you now. He won't like you anymore. You broke someone's heart. That's not the way of Islam. Islam is about building connections, sharing love and kindness. We're not here to break relationships, especially with blood relatives, your aunties, your uncles, your cousins. We are Muslims. We need to make sure we keep that bond. We keep seeing each other. We spend quality time with each other. Yeah, SubhanAllah, it's now the summer period in the UK, and those who are in UK, and if it's summer or whatever season it is in your country, it is important that throughout the year, in our everyday of our life, we have some form of connection with our loved ones. So please keep that in mind, a very important lesson that we learned today, inshallah. We will not curse others, inshallah. Azza wa jal. Next week, we're going to come back, inshallah. And until then, Keep safe. Look after yourself. Keep praying your salah, inshallah, azawajal. And keep watching Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I love Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.